Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
The number one goal for Coastside Buzz is to give coastsiders a voice. For this 2016 election season, the Coastal Butterfly will do a podcast interview with each city council candidate. Each candidate was given the following set of questions so that they could prepare ahead of time. Who are you? How did you get here? Why do you want to run? And then I ask them to discuss the top five priorities that have been revealed through the current general plan review over the last 2 years. 1. Improving traffic. 2. Protecting open space and trails. 3. Preserving our small town character. 4. Developing a more walkable, livable city. 5. Concentrating development in the downtown core area. After they answered these questions, they were given an opportunity to freestyle within a 30-minute total podcast limit. And so here we are today with Adam, and we are going to interview Adam on what it's like to run for the city council. And so, Adam, let's start with who are you?
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for coming in. Who I am is an interesting question because I have unique beginnings. I actually started out, I was raised on a commune in Southern California, in Ojai, California, on an avocado and orange orchard. So I had an avocado orchard on one side and an orange orchard on the other, and I spent a lot of time in those trees.
Wow.
I'll tell you that. But since then, I went off to get Ivy League educated. I went to the top hospitality school in the nation, Cornell University. I am an extremely happily married man with a dog that you just met and a fish that lives right over there. And I'm a father of two boys in the Hatch immersion program here at the school. We're able to bike our kids to school every morning. And I've been a mentor in my work to many people. And some of them have even asked me after my time hiring them, training them. I've even been asked to officiate at their wedding.
Oh, wow.
Which
that's
is great.
A compliment.
It's a great one. I'm officiating my next wedding. I've done one wedding. My next one is in October.
Congratulations.
Thank you. pretty unique.
It is very unique. And so why have you decided to run for city council?
My first city council meeting I attended was about 2 years ago. And it was a tremendous education in how the city is governed. You know, again, I work in the private industry, so I'm used to a different pace in terms of when things break. For us, this was the John Hernandez Bridge or the Pilarcitos mm-hmm. Bridge. Mm-hmm. And my mother lives in Half Moon Bay as well. So we're a multi-generational family in Half Moon Bay. And we no longer had access to be able to bike to my mother's house because she lives on the other side of that bridge. We live on the, you know.
I remember that. The Coastal Butterfly was seriously upset for a long time.
Yeah. So that was kind of the start of my involvement in city council. And since then, I've just had this tremendous passion to make Half Moon Bay a better place, the best possible place. And then I have a unique skill set to do it. You know, the number one income coming into our city in terms of tax dollars comes from the hospitality industry.
Right.
You know, the TOT tax on the hotels is a little over 40%.
What's the TOT tax?
It's the transient occupancy tax.
Gotcha.
And so it's a little over 40% of what we bring in from the city in terms of total. And the second comes from the tax dollars that we spend from our housing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the third is the sales tax, you know, in terms of order, in terms how it comes in. So to have somebody with a proficiency who spend their entire life in the hospitality industry, studying it, knowing the benefits of it and the pitfalls, because there are pitfalls to it as well. We don't want to be overrun with hotels here. But it does support the city in a tremendous way. And having somebody that knows how to talk that language and understand it, and again, all sides of the issue, I think will benefit our community tremendously. We haven't had somebody with, when you have the number one income source to a town being hospitality, you want somebody, it seemed to be on council, that has a background in understanding those issues. Also, I'm a big community builder. We just had National Night Out not that long ago. We hosted a block party here in Half Moon Bay, right where we live. And that was a great success. We've done that for multiple years. We've hosted block parties. And also, I've got a community of people that we help raise our families with, that help us out with childcare, that help us all these different aspects of raising a family. Because as everybody says, it takes a village, and we use the entire village to make that happen. It's one of my favorite parts of Half Moon Bay is that small community culture that we've got.
Absolutely.
And so I've also been a tremendous volunteer. And so I volunteered, I still coach both my children in their soccer teams. I volunteer in the local school here at Hatch. My wife volunteers. And so this seemed like the next logical step in terms of I'm fully vested in Half Moon Bay. I'm here. Mm-hmm. My kids were born here. I'm going to be here forever. I don't have any plans of ever moving anywhere else. We own this house. So in terms of being able to help create the future for Half Moon Bay, that's a big deal for me. And then also I have my mom. I talked about the multi-generational aspect. So it's not just my children's future, but it's also my mother's future here in Half Moon Bay too, because there's both sides of the equation. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of our children, taking care of my age group as well, mm-hmm. and then also our elders. And that's to me the showing of a good community. And so that's what I want to help help ensure we do here in Half Moon Bay.
Well, that sounds exciting, Adam. Yeah. You got a plan.
Yeah.
So we decided that I'm going to be interviewing all of the candidates, and I'm going to ask the same 5 questions, and it's going to be based on what the top 5 priorities are in the general plan review that we've been working on for the last couple of years. And so our number one priority on the coast side is, of course, no surprise, traffic.
Yes.
What are you going to do about that?
We love the traffic in Half Moon Bay. Traffic's a big deal. I've got a couple of different answers to this. So first, let's take traffic into 2 separate categories, right? Okay. We've got local traffic. And we've got, so that's kind of the traffic that we all deal with and commuting and the schools and that type of stuff. And then let's take a separate category and let's go into the traffic that comes in on the weekend, our tourist traffic mm-hmm. that comes in on the holidays. Let's first talk about some things with the local traffic. Then we'll move on to more of the tourism traffic mm-hmm. portion. The first part with the local traffic, in our general plan, as most people know, our general plan is being discussed at this time and will probably be decided in this next general council. Affordable housing is something that is part of that. Mm-hmm. What we would like to do is make sure that the affordable housing and all building, generally speaking, is concentrated on the downtown core of Half Moon Bay. Mm-hmm. People say, well, if you're building more space, how is it that you're reducing traffic? So let me explain. Currently, we have a lot of people that come from over the hill here to work in our bartending jobs, you know, jobs that aren't the jobs that are necessarily high salary positions, mm-hmm. but great money still can be made in these jobs. But they're coming from over the hill, so they're driving their cars in. If we have an ability to have housing in the downtown core that allows people to live in the downtown core in an affordable way, they won't have to come from over the hill to be able to work in Half Moon Bay. So what we're going for is an ability for people to literally walk to their work or bike. You and I
Yes.
are some of the biggest bikers I've ever seen. I see you on the Coastal Trail all the time. I don't think there's anybody I see more out there. So it's great. So I know you're a big proponent of bike
Absolutely.
Safety and all that stuff. So, and that goes right into the next piece, which is complete our trail system and have safe routes to school. We have an amazing trail system in Half Moon Bay, but there are gaps and there are pieces. And the number one reason people cite for not biking, it's safety.
Oh, absolutely.
And people say that there's a safety problem with our trails. And we do. We have it. You can't really bike to the high school safely. You can't bike into downtown safely with children in various places.
No.
Currently, Half Moon Bay is in the process of organizing a trails master plan. It's very exciting.
Ooh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's just starting, but it's really exciting for me. In the ideal, we will focus on that tremendously to be able to connect all the pieces of the trails to make it so getting into downtown is seamless, getting to the schools is seamless.
Oh,
and then
great.
So we're talking from a traffic perspective, but we're also talking about a life perspective.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know, so that actually deals with traffic both on the local level and the tourism level on the weekends, because for me, and I think for you too, I bike everywhere.
Yes, I do.
I never get in my car on the weekend. A lot of people still need to drive. But if we can take more of those cars off the road because it's easier and safer to bike around and walk around, it'd be a tremendous help for traffic.
And get more tourists on bikes too,
and get
once
more tourists.
They get here. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
And then obviously I've talked to the school board and a couple of different school board members, and we talked about busing to schools.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense. We, you know, there is a plan in place right now that is being utilized, and we're learning about the effects of it. So in the ideal, we will continue along that route and figure out more ways to make that happen.
That's the, using the SamTrans buses,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think it's a great idea.
Yes. And anything we can do to keep promoting that and maybe increase the usage would just be tremendous, obviously. As almost anybody knows, coming from the El Granada-ish area or Kehoe or
mm-hmm.
anywhere over there, there's all that traffic.
Yeah.
You know, I live on the other side, so I don't deal with that portion of it that much, but that traffic could be mitigated tremendously by having people bike to school, take buses to school. So that's a big piece of it.
I agree.
And then I want to work with the transit authorities for shuttles, carpooling options, and more direct connections. We're a bedroom community.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue, as the future continues to come in Half Moon Bay, we'll continue to be more of a bedroom community. People that buy houses in Half Moon Bay right now, there's not that many jobs in Half Moon Bay that can support the money you have to make to live in these houses.
Right.
You have to commute generally over the hill. But we have a lot of people that work at Stanford, at Genentech. And if we can make those people take shuttles together or carpool together, I think we can start taking some cars off the road. But again, that's working with transit authorities. So we'll see what we can do with that in the future.
Well, some good ideas there.
Yeah. Now, let's go to the tourism side. From a tourism perspective, obviously, we have a tremendous asset here in Half Moon Bay, generally our open space, which we'll get to in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And people come from all over the world. Internationally, people come. Obviously, locally, people come. We have an asset unparalleled. One of the things we can talk about here is signal timing through Caltrans. So the lights, if they were timed a specific way and that people were able to hit one light, and then because they go the speed limit through that one light, they hit the next light and that one's green too on our main thoroughfares,
mm-hmm.
we might be able to funnel traffic a little bit better. It seems like something that we need to explore.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to work with state parks and the sheriff traffic to have monitors out during our heaviest crush times to help move traffic along. I would explore innovative improvements such as roundabouts. Roundabouts have worked in towns similar to our size with similar-ish problems. I'm not saying it will work in Half Moon Bay, but at least we should explore the possibility of it working. And then I'd work closely with county to address land uses outside of Half Moon Bay. So we have land use outside of Half Moon Bay, not in our city jurisdiction, that still leads to some of our traffic problems.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to figure out how to work with these other agencies, which is so paramount to any successful city council members, knowing how to work with the other agencies.
That's a great point and idea. I mean, Half Moon Bay holds so much control over the coast side. To work with the upcoast agencies is a great idea.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that's also on my list. And one of the things I've been doing in my candidacy has actually been going out and meeting with as many people in different jurisdictions as possible. Because if I get elected, I want to be able to help make things happen. If you think of it just from a Half Moon Bay perspective, mm-hmm. we can't get anything done. There's mm-hmm. so many different commissions and jurisdictions and areas that we are going to have to partner up with
mm-hmm.
in order to get anything done. And so it's really important to make those connections and bridge those relationships early on so we can make something happen in Half Moon Bay.
And so on to our other favorite topic, which would be open spaces and trails.
Okay. Here we go. Open space. I love it. So Half Moon Bay has one of the most scenic settings in the Bay Area. Does it not?
It does.
I mean,
I love it here.
That's why we live here. I love it here. I think almost everybody I've talked to in the past three to four weeks has expressed their love for the openness of Half Moon Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting about Half Moon Bay is it is the oldest town in San Mateo County. And Half Moon Bay, because of this, has a very historic downtown and unique agricultural heritage. That all needs to be preserved still. It's a very special thing to have that history, and I don't want to let go of it at any time. Half Moon Bay is also the only city in the Bay Area entirely within the California coastal zone. So that's another piece that gives us a very unique perspective on everything. Now, when people talk about Half Moon Bay, they talk about a feeling of openness, of nature, of oceans and beaches, of bike and running paths. So picture that in your mind. That's what we all kind of think of Half Moon Bay. In order to protect the open space, again, it is our number one asset in our town. It's why people come. It's recognized nationally. It's recognized internationally. It is a gem of the California coastline. Absolutely imperative that we maintain it. It is important that we have a general plan that states a clear blueprint for protection of open spaces while protecting the rights of property owners. So again, we have to balance things out because it's not just a one way. It's not just one side. And we have to make sure that every side of this is getting what they need. But we also have an obligation to make sure that we are stewarding.
Obligation, right?
Land, you know? We have to work with the community and the council to discuss the PUD, the Planned Unit Development Framework that exists, to make sure we protect the open space. We must understand where our most critical open spaces are. We need to map them out and make sure we are preserving those particular pieces while also allowing development to happen in our downtown core. We are entrusted with a habitat for a range of endangered species. Mm-hmm. We need to map this out and make sure ESHA, or environmentally sensitive habitat areas, are put aside and those ones are not developed. You know, we know what those are. We need to map them out and make sure it's part of the what we need to do with the general plan. And we need to come together to protect the coastside. And then we need to provide appropriate development needs and support infrastructure where we want it to go. Again, in the downtown core area as much as possible. We don't want to become a sprawl. Development needs to happen in order to maintain the infrastructure of Half Moon Bay and to maintain the roads. And then there's property rights as well. So as long as we're balancing all those pieces out, I think our open space will be protected and stewarded, and that people that have land rights will also get what they need.
Yeah. And that leads right into protecting the small town character as well.
Yes. Small town character. So I grew up in a small town. I grew up Ojai, California for a little bit, but mostly in Ashland, Oregon. And the things I loved most about a small town, when I go to New Leaf, I know everything. I mean, it's fantastic. And, you know, it's like a social hour. It's one of my favorite parts. When I go to the soccer games, again, I coach both my kids' soccer teams. I know the entire community out there. Plus, I now know all these kids because I've been coaching them for years. So all these connections, it's fantastic. When I volunteer in the schools, I get to meet the school community and just that piece. And it makes it feel like we are a big family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love it. Yes. I love that part of Half Moon Bay. Mm-hmm. So having a general plan, back to that, that keeps our small town character as a central goal, absolutely essential. And this is obviously something that is paramount to many people's beliefs of what we need to do in Half Moon Bay. We need to ensure that future developments include design guidelines that enhance our small town character. We don't want to get out of character, basically, with our building. And it's important that we preserve it, again, back to our heritage. We want to maintain that throughout Half Moon Bay. And we need to support locally owned businesses. There's a lot of businesses in town. We need to figure out how to support them as much as possible. Myself, being in the tourism industry, I have some ideas on how to make that happen, mostly around signage and making sure people are getting into downtown when they come to visit. A lot of people come to Half Moon Bay, they bring their coolers, they go down to the beach, they spend the day at the beach, and then they leave.
Right.
And we need to figure out how to capitalize on those dollars. When they're here, we need to try to get them to be able to want to come to downtown to buy lunch and to explore downtown and shop at the local businesses. So that's another key aspect.
And so now we get to the fourth priority, develop more walkable, livable city.
Yes. And we did talk about that a little bit with the trail
system. You see that there's
it all comes together.
Right.
It's all a piece of it. Mm-hmm. But look, we don't want sprawl. We don't want sprawl in Half Moon Bay. And we need to make sure that short-term parking is extremely adequate in the downtown core. We don't have that much available parking in the downtown core and able to explore, you know, on the level that I would like to see. I don't have a full solution for how to create that parking, but I do have some ideas which I'd like to vet with the community once I'm in city council, if I'm honored to do so. It's important to make the community the most appealing that it possibly can be, because people have access to the resources that we have out here, but we need them to, again, move from the out here towards the beaches and the open space areas back into the downtown to be able to capitalize on that. So that those are kind of my goals in terms of development in the downtown core. And again, if we can make our walking trails and biking trails end and start in the Half Moon Bay core, so people are parking close by and then they're starting their bike from the Half Moon Bay, you know, downtown area through all the stuff, but then they return there. At the end, they'll put their bike back on their car, they'll go eat in the restaurant, and then they'll go back, which will also help with traffic, because people are, hey, we don't want to leave at this time, let's leave at this time and eat dinner here and make sure we, you know, have that aspect of it. So I think there's a lot of, and when you talked about it right at the start, there's a lot, everything kind of like meshes together if you start taking care of this stuff, mostly starting with the general plan.
Right. I know on Coastside Buzz, you know, obviously I've seen this as a problem. I've done a couple of things. I'm going to do a promotion called Park and Play.
Oh, cool.
I'm working with some of the hospitality industry, trying to get the tourists to get out of the car and get on a bike.
Brilliant.
And then Teresa Kosman and I, we did a short bit on downtown Half Moon Bay. It's on the website called Fun on the Coast.
Yes.
And it's a 10-minute thing that takes the tourist down Main Street, sort of tells them where they can eat, where they can shop, and how to park.
Yes.
And that it's a walking town. It's,
yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
It's a walking town.
It's a walking town.
It's not a park and just go to that store. It's really park and then have an hour or two, find somewhere nice to eat, cruise around, and then get back in your car.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, something like that, you know, the bike program I know it in San Francisco, I don't know about everywhere else, but you can rent the bike.
City of San Mateo just has one.
Same thing, yeah.
Yes, because I've been working with Bike Works. I did a video on the Coastal Trail, trying to tell people that we have the Coastal Trail. It's surprising how many people who don't live on the coast don't know that we have a Coastal Trail.
Yeah.
And they missed this opportunity, you know, to get out of their cars and bicycle all over the coast. Because you can't, even though there are breaks in the trail, you can get to where from Half Moon Bay to the harbor.
Easy.
Without any problem. And with kids and stuff like that. But so Coastside Buzz is doing its bit too,
nice.
To try to get people on their bikes and out of their cars as well.
I like it. Well, that's good. That's what it's all about. But I mean, something like that, even if we had the bikes where you could rent, let's say, or, you know, however
yes.
it was, but it's close to the downtown core.
Yeah.
So people start there and then they park and then they're going to do the thing. Maybe they buy a picnic at, you know, one of the stores in town, mm-hmm. take it out to the beaches and then return and then eat dinner before they leave, you know, because then it's situated where the businesses are.
Right. And if yeah. actually we could train people to eat here before they go home,
yes.
you know, between 6 and 7 when the traffic's really bad, that way we can.
It should be a town calling. Just be like, hey, do not go home during these hours. Eat in our restaurants, you know. Could almost have like a traffic special at the restaurants or something. It'd be good. It's a good idea. I like it.
Well, we've covered the top 5 priorities of the general plan. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would like to add that I am extremely in love with Half Moon Bay. I really am. And it's why I live here. I surf, I mountain bike, I use the trails, I'm outside all the time. I have a dog, we're down on the beach, I run the beach often. I am outside in this environment loving it. And it's one of the reasons why I want to run for city council, because I want to make sure that we continue to have this amazing place to live. Towns that have taken care of their youth and their elderly are towns that are considered to be towns doing the right thing. And I want to make sure that we have a focus on both of those areas in Half Moon Bay moving forward. And I'll tell you this. No matter what you've ever thought of anybody serving on city council, no matter what it is, so far, I've been doing this maybe a month, running for city council, and it is exhausting.
Yes.
And takes a tremendous amount of time and resources and energy. You know, Clay Lambert wrote an article in the paper recently saying how much we should respect everybody that has served or is going to serve on the Half Moon Bay City Council. It's really important to me that people out in the community understand how much work goes into it. And really learns to respect all council members. I'm not saying that we need to agree on everything,
right. Yes.
You know, but it's really important to me that as we disagree, we do it in a way that is constructive.
And professional.
And professional. Yeah. Really important, because mm-hmm. I've been to council meetings and I've heard the nastiness and the divisiveness that exists. And I really hope we can get away from that as a town and get into, look, again, we don't have to agree, but a lot of discourse back and forth has gotten the town into some great decisions, you know, because it's not just one way. So I think that's an exciting opportunity coming up. I also think it's important that we have somebody on council that is not just on a side. And we've had some sides developed over time. Mm-hmm. It's important that we can come out and have somebody that we trust to make a real decision based on their own research and background and the information they get from the community, and use community input and aren't just blindly going in one direction. I will just say out that anybody who served on council, thank you so much. You've been a pleasure and a jewel to the town, and we're extremely appreciative. I went to the city council meeting the other night, and there were 7 people in the audience.
Oh.
The town's helping of city council is not there. So anybody that has given that effort and energy, I'm very appreciative, and I hope to do so myself in the near future.
And I like to say that I'm very appreciative too, personally, as the Coastal Butterfly and Michelle Dragony. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to interview all the candidates. I wanted to do my bit to contribute to the community so that people in the community can hear everything that you have to say and get your message out. And I really appreciate you sitting down with me and taking the time to prepare for this interview.
Oh, yeah, thank you.